This is 5 o'clock Shadow on the Pacifica Radio Network, originating at WBAI. I'm Robert Knight in New York, and we are now joined by Jason Ide of the Teamsters Union. Your organization, sir, has been involved in the operations at Occupy Wall Street, have you not?
Yeah, I think it's almost more correct to say that they've been involved in our situation. You know, I think our situation has really captured the imagination of some of these folks, and they've come out to a few of our events in support, and, you know, we really appreciate that because, really, whenever corporate greed, you know, rears its head, as it certainly has in our lockout at Sotheby's, they have been there.
Describe the situation with Sotheby's and how the occupiers helped out.
Well, 10 weeks ago, the company, Sotheby's Auction House, which sells high-end antiques and art, locked out 43 of their art handlers who handle the valuable art objects that they sell, you know, Picassos, Rembrandts, Ming vases, things like that. They had an extremely profitable year, and they came to the bargaining table and asked for the employees to take deep cuts, and they actually threatened us and then eventually locked us out. And now it's 10 weeks later, and our guys are still out on the streets and out on the unemployment lines. And the Occupy Wall Street folks apparently came and did a demonstration in the building, and they posted a video on YouTube that we saw. And, you know, it's great that people are looking at our cause and are, you know, impassioned by it.
And what reciprocity have the Teamsters given back to the occupation? I understand you may be involved in some mutual marches or such operations?
Yeah, we saw on their website today that there's a call for labor unions to go down there and show some support for them as well, and we'll be down there as well. I'm sure a lot of other Teamster locals will be down there as well.
As a union, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, you represent about 1.5 million workers across the country. What are the financial issues faced by members, and how does that relate to Wall Street?
You know, you're seeing this more and more, not only in unionized workplaces all across the country, but also in non-union workplaces, which is that companies do not want to pay middle-class wages and benefits anymore. They want to have higher profit margins, which means more money for shareholders and more money for a very, very small group of people who control most of the wealth in America. And that's a big problem for unions because it's our job to go to the bargaining table and make sure that people get to keep their middle-class jobs and keep their retirement plans and their good medical plans. And right now we're seeing big cuts in union contracts and also big cuts to non-union workers. And I think it's a problem all over America.
Are these problems shared by other unions, and could the Wall Street occupation be a magnet for many unions with mutual issues?
Certainly. Of course, everybody's, I'm sure, been following the cuts that the public sector workers have been facing as well, and I'm sure more than, you know, a lot of listeners out there probably have maybe had their own health care plan cut. And, you know, I think the Occupy Wall Street folks, it seems to me, have really pointed the finger at the super rich and the shareholders in Wall Street and sort of put the blame where the blame is due.
Does the financial market have anything to do with the export of jobs and the creation of competition between American workers and the long, hard-fought gains of union membership and benefits and so on? Is Wall Street involved in exporting jobs to places where workers don't have those rights?
You know, personally, I think so. And even though I'm not an expert on financial markets, I can tell you that what you're seeing more and more is companies not being satisfied with profit, but they want mega profits, right? Mm. They want nothing to impede the maximum expansion of their profit, and that oftentimes comes at a cost, right? And that cost might be moving jobs abroad. And you're really seeing a lot of companies don't have loyalty to American jobs anymore, and it's a big problem. Now, it's less of a problem in the Teamsters Union because a lot of our industries are difficult to export, but, I mean, it's certainly been a problem for the American worker, and in that sense, it is a problem for us and a problem for the protesters down there.
Does your union invest in the stock market, and if so, how do you protect the funds from the exploitations of trading excess like the mortgage scams and other such insolvencies?
That's a very, very good question. We have a defined benefit plan, and a lot of Teamster locals and the Teamster International also have defined benefit pension plans, and those plans are invested in the stock market. And we certainly don't want to be in a situation where the assets that are supposed to pay for people's retirement get caught up in a difficult Wall Street situation, right? Or get invested in the wrong type of asset. And, you know, a lot of funds hire actual firms, usually law firms, to investigate the major funds that they're investing in to make sure that there's nothing untoward going on.
I'm aware that your local out in San Francisco in the Bay Area has a very activist and progressive tradition. I'm wondering if you are hearing from other locals and chapters across the country or even other unions in regard to this insurrection in the making, this Wall Street, this occupation movement that's breaking out all over the country.
I'll be honest with you, I'm sort of doing what a lot of Americans are doing, is I'm following a lot of this on the internet, right? So I'm watching the way a lot of other unions are responding to this, and I'm reading the stuff that I'm reading on the Occupy Wall Street website, but I haven't really received any direct communication from other locals about, you know, especially not locals in California about what's going on over there. But I think a lot of union folks right now and a lot of people all over the world are actually really watching the situation and trying to see if their own concerns are going to be resolved by it in some way or another.
The Wall Street occupation has received other union support. They have also manifested on behalf of the New York City teachers, on behalf of the Transit Workers Union. And if there is a coming together of activism and unionism in this way, what kind of resources to help advance the movement would they, or in particular the Teamsters, bring to bear? What could you do to help make this movement even more powerful?
I can tell you that this is something I think a lot of Americans have been waiting a long time for, which is a group of people standing up and maybe not, you know, not protesting the war or protesting some other issue, but really speaking to an issue that everybody cares about in America, which is your paycheck and your unemployment. And I think this is going to resonate with a lot of people right now who are either looking for a job or have seen their wages or their benefits cut, union and non-union. So, I mean, I think it is really exciting to see a lot of unions getting behind this thing. And I can tell you that Local 814 is going to be down there on Wednesday, and we're gonna you know, do what we have to do, I guess.
Well, Jason Ide, I leave you the last word for whatever greeting or advice you have for your sisters and brothers in the International Brotherhood of Teamsters as to how to keep things moving.
You know, I think that we have to keep fighting for strong contracts all over America, and we need to enforce the contracts we have. And I think we should take help where we can get it. I think we're sort of setting the standard for what it constitutes to have a middle-class job in America. And if our jobs get worse, then everybody's jobs are going to get worse all over America. So I think this is a good opportunity, and I'm proud that Local 814 has an opportunity to fight back at Sotheby's and cooperate with all the help we can get.
Well, thank you, Jason Ide, President, Local 814 of the Teamsters Union in New York City. I'm Robert Knight, and this is 5 o'clock Shadow.